Nama, Om, Vishnu, Padaya, Krishna, Krishnaya, Bhutale, Srimati, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Hiti, Nami. What is his name?
Vishabdev.
Vishabdev. Yes. Vishabdev is the, what is it? Empire of the world. And he was incarnate now, Krishna. So, Rishabdev Das, you are not Rishabdev, but you are servant of Rishabdev. Always remember it. When we give some spiritual name, that is Krishna's name, and we are servant, Rishabdev Das. So, your name is Rishabdev Das, and you will get all information from someone, three, ten kinds of offenses. You know our regulative principles?
No innocent sex,
yes.
No meat, fish, or eggs,
yes.
No gambling, no impossible.
That's all right. So, you remember it? Take. Chant Hare Krishna and be
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Bhadrasen. Your name is Bhadrasen, one of the friends of Krishna. Who is fighting with Krishna. Yes, don't fight it. You are Bhadrasen Das, you are servant of Bhadrasen. Bhadrasen was always challenging Krishna. Come on. Yes, chanting the mantra, Guru mantra.
Yes, yes.
And other direction you take from Tamal Krishna. Tamal.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, H Principles. What is that? No LSD. No LSD also. Come on. Hare
Krishna. Krishna.
Oh, Kausalya. Kausalya. Your name is Kausalya. K-U-S-A-L-Y-A. Kausalya. Kausalya was the name of Lord Ramchandra's mother. So you have to produce one Lord Ramchandra. Kausalya. You have done the
first.
All right, then you are initiated. Come on.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Ram Ram Hari Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Om Vishnu
Vishnu
Adaya
Krishna
Ustaya
Bhutale
Srimate
Bhakti
Vedanta
Swami
Iti Nam. Come. What is your name?
Janmanjara.
Your name is Janmanjara.
Janman.
J-A-N-M-A-N. J-A-Y. Janmanjaya was the son of Maharaj Parikshit. Yes. A great Vaishnav king of emperor of the world. So, we have to serve him. Let's see. Come on.
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare, Hare
Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare,
Hare
Hare,
Hare
Hare,
Hare
Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, one of the gopis. Yes. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushaya Bhudale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Na.
Suridas.
Suridas. S-U-R-I-D-A-S. Suri means devotees. Great devotees called Suri. Or demigods. Suridas. In all the regulative principles,
No speculation?
Yes. Yes. That's all. Thank you. Your name is Jyotila. Yes. Jyotila and Kutila. Jyotila was the mother-in-law of Radharani. Yes. Krishna was that Radharani's husband. Her husband is supposed to be somebody else. Come on. Bound down?
Yes.
Yes, done?
Yes.
Come on. Come on. Let's follow. So, 10 kinds of offenses. All those were initiated for avoid 10 kinds of offenses. What are those offenses?
One, blaspheming the Lord's devotee. Two, considering the Lord and other demigods on the same level or assuming there are many gods. Three, neglecting the orders of the spiritual master. Four, minimizing the authority of the Vedas. Five, interpreting the holy names of gods. 6. Committing sin on the strength of chanting.
This is very dangerous. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you become released from all sinful reactions. But because Hare Krishna mantra nullifies all sinful reactions, that does not mean it shall continue. It is not like that. You go to church and you confess your sins and it is all adjusted or nullified. Again, from the next week you begin fresh sinful activities. No, that is not enough. That is not enough. Krishna, we should not make an agent for nullifying our sinful activities. Then it is not service. Then we make Krishna as our servant. We are at liberty to commit all kinds of nonsense and God becomes an agent to client. What is this nonsense? That is not allowed. You may, by mistake or somewhere or other, you may commit something wrong. But by chanting Hare Krishna from this day, everything is apovitra, apovitrava, everything is finished. But from tomorrow or immediately after this, no more sinful activities. Therefore this regulative principle. These four principles, illicit sex, meat eating, and intoxication and gambling. These four principles are the basic principle of all sinful activities. If you indulge in these four things, then you are prepared to do any nonsense. Therefore, these four things should be immediately stopped. Then there is no more chance of sinful activities. And chanting Hare Krishna, keep yourself always purified, Maya will not touch you, and you shall be elevated to the eternal blissful life, Tinja, like the gopis. That's all. Yes.
7. Instructing the Lord's name to the unfaithful.
Yes. This initiation is not canvassing. We don't canvass that you become our disciple. Anyone who understands, oh, this is very nice, if he comes, Swami Jinding says me, he's welcome. But there is no canvassing or selling the mantra. No. We have no such business. We give everyone freedom to hear the chanting Hare Krishna mantra without any charge. We go from door to door, street to street, here and be purified. And if anyone wants to be intimately associated with us, we welcome. But we don't canvass. That is no use. If I artificially ask somebody that you become initiated, no, that will not stand. One must willingly come. Therefore, as a general principle, we distribute this Hare Krishna mantra. But if we find somebody reluctant, then we become callous. We don't mind. There are many others. Then,
in comparing the holy name to material piety.
Yes. Now this function, this ceremony which is going on, it is not a material ceremony. Material ceremony, of course, just like in our country, there are so many pujas, Satyanarayan Katha, like that. Their aim is to gain some material profit. So that kind of function is not this initiation. Here there is no question of gaining any material profit. Here the process is to become purified and become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. That is the aim. Not that by initiation, by chanting Hare Krishna, now my income is $100, I get $1,000. No. There is no question of dollar calculation. It is no mammon philosophy. It is real Krishna consciousness philosophy. So, then next.
9. Inattentive while chanting the holy name.
Yes. When you chant, you must hear also. This is attention. This is yoga. Your mind must be engaged to the vibration, Hare Krishna. You are thinking of something in factory, what is going on, and chanting Hare Krishna. No, not that. The chanting must be heard by you. That is attention. It's attention. Yes. No.
That 10. Attachment to material things.
Yes.
While engaged in the practice of chanting.
Yes. Bhakti parishanu bhava vidyati anatrasta. If by chanting you see that your love for Krishna is increasing, and your love for matter and material enjoyment is decreasing, then you must know that you are prophets. If by the result of chanting you are increasing your material hankering, that is not prophets. Then that is an offense. One should know that I am chanting with offense. I have to rectify it. You have to test whether you are increasing your love of God, Krishna. Then you should know that you are in progress. Two things cannot go. Just like hunger and eating cannot go together. If you are actually eating, then hunger must be subsided. If you are actually eating. Similarly, if you are actually making spiritual progress, then the result will be that your material hankering will decrease. Not that you are being cured and the temperature is increasing. No. If you are actually being cured, the temperature must decrease. If you are in feverish condition, you are taking medicine, then the fever must decrease. This material hankering is a kind of disease. It is never satisfied. But people are hankering more. That means temperature is increasing. And when the temperature is 107 degrees, finished life. That's all. So, this material civilization has come to the degree of atomic heat. You see? Now everyone has got this atomic energy. And it is going to be finished. So that kind of enhancement is not needed. Actually, bhakti parishanu bhava virakti anna prasya. We test whether you are making progress in Krishna consciousness. You have to test yourself. Whether you are decreasing your material desires. That's all. Because in the perfect phase of Krishna consciousness, there is no more material desire. Samin kitathusmi, barang najati, I have no more anything more. And Krishna bhakta niskam atev shanta. If you want shanti, peacefulness, then you have to become completely Krishna conscious. Krishna bhakta niskam, because he has no more demand. And bhukti mukti siddhi jami sapali asam. And those who are kurnis, trying to elevate material position, they are all disturbed. And mukti, those who are hankering after liberation, he is also disturbed. And siddhi, those who are yogis, hankering after some material perfection, mystic perfection, he is also disturbed. He is simply thinking, how I shall be so light that I can fly in the sky. Yes. What you are, there are so many flies are flying in the sky. What is gained by that? But the nonsense is, see, oh, I am now, from the ground I am now, 3 feet high. 3 feet high? A small bird is 100 feet high. What is that? These are all nonsense. Don't be after all this nonsense. Bhukti mukti siddhika. Bhukti means this ordinary worker. Whole day working, like ass. Taking a morsel of food. And no food in. But working hard. All his motor car is going this way, that way, that way, that way, that way. They are convinced. And those who are disgusted with karma, now I shall meditate, I shall become God. You see? The same disease. Ashanti. And siddhikami, mystic power. I shall be light, I shall be great. Whatever I shall want, the yogis can do that. As I told you, one story, it is amusing. One boy, he went out of home and mixed with yogis for 7 years. Then after some time he came to his village and all the friends and relatives gathered, oh, you have been so many years with yogis, what you have learned. Actually, yogis can do wonderful things. One yogi used to come to our house. He was my father. My father used to respect him. So he told us that within a few minutes, they will go 700 some miles. Simply, he'll touch his Guru Maharaj and sit down and we'll see in another place within few seconds. some thousands of mind cells. The yogis can perform this. So one yogi, he came to his village and all the people, relatives, surrounded him, what you have learned, please. So he said that I have learned this mystic power, I can walk on the water. This is called Loghimasiddhi. To become so light that one can fly in the air or one can walk on the water. So everyone become inquisitive, oh please show me, please fly one day. So he agreed. Alright, I shall show on that day. The one old man said, my dear friend, you have been so long with the yogis, but you have learnt only 2 cents worth. Power. What is that? Now you will walk over the water and I shall pay 2 cents to the boatman. He will take me to the other side. So what you have gained? You had so much labor, but you have gained only 2 cents worth. Is it? So these yogis are after 2 cents. In their perfection, there is no, if they are perfect, but without being perfect, they are nothing. Simply the steps. But in their perfect, that is 2 cents worth. Is it? But here is a yogi, yoga, sister, going to Krishna. Just always remember this. So, what is the last? So you should not be inattentive. This yoga system, this bhakti yoga system, is the highest yoga system. There is no, even a Brahma, read all these things in our book, Krishna. Brahma was so powerful, he wanted to play some mystic powers. He took away all the cowherds, boys and friends, yes, cocks and cows from Krishna, just to see the fun. And Krishna created many thousand cowherds, boys, easily. So, this yogic power has nothing to do. If you can get Krishna, just like Mother Yashoda and other friends, just like I told you about Bhadrasena, he was challenging Krishna. Krishna was defeated. And when Krishna became defeated, he had to take on his shoulder his friend. So, this is another thing. And to be satisfied with little power and little influence within this material world, that is nothing. That is worthless. As soon as this body is finished, everything is finished. But it has no value. Yes. Janglabdha chapurangalavang mannate nabhikangasa. You just try to achieve something. While achieving, he'll never want anything. So all these yogis, all these karmis, all these dhyanis, they're not peaceful. Because they are wanting something. Wanting something. So long you'll be wanting something, there cannot be any peace. Mind that. When there will be namarjima, that is peaceful. That is only for Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, because he has no demand. Atayekshant, therefore he is peaceful. All others, there was a demand. So this is the process. By making progress in Krishna consciousness means your demand shall be nil. That's all. When you find in that position that I have no more any demand, Samin Kitatmasya, I am fully satisfied Krishna, then that is the purpose. So try to achieve that position. Now, stand for it. First of all, nice. Now, you offer this garland. What is name? Where is garland? All these groups give them garland. Who is in charge? This garland was first touched there in Radha Krishna temple.
first touch the Radha and Krishna.
Yes, at the 2 feet here. Huh?
Do it immediately.
Now you just giving charity this girl to the boy. To say that what's her name?
Jambhava.
Yes, my god sister. Was in charge of me. Now I will give you. So you accept him as your wife.
You
say, yes, I accept. I take charge of her throughout her life. Yes. And you accept, I accept you as my husband. We shall keep in peace in any circumstances. Tell this. Say this. We shall keep peace in any circumstances. We shall never be separated, even in distressed condition. You also say, yes. Yes. Now change your... You come to this side. You come to this side, left side. You go to the right side.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Similarly, he goes,
Gentlemen, this is my God sister, Haradaki. I wish that you would accept her and your wife to take charge of her.
He said, yes, I take charge for Taradashi throughout her life. Say that. And you say, I accept you as my husband and I wish to serve you throughout my life. There will be no separation in any condition. We shall jointly execute Krishna consciousness. Now change. Change.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
come this side.
You come
this side. Left side you come. You come left side. Now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama.
Similarly, do you hear?
I must see Godmother Sreda. This is my God sister, Jyotila Dasi. I wish that you will take care of her for your whole life, accept her as your wife and always protect her, that there will be no separation between them, and you will always watch over her. Carefully. Do you do this?
You say, yes, I take charge of Jyotila Dasi. You say?
Yes, I think.
Throughout her whole life? Throughout her whole life. There will be no separation in any condition. And we shall jointly execute Krishna consciousness. Jointly. Yes. She will help you and he will help her. That's all. Chant. Yes, you accept that I will serve you throughout my life. Yes. No, change.
Sri Krishna, 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 Sri
Sukarta, Pasini, Thank you. Thank you. God, destroy it. My body, the bad, go to my God.